Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser. Representative Menser, medical marijuana legislation is going to be signed into law by Governor Tom Wolf on Sunday. The bill had passed the House and Senate. There was some tweaking to the legislation, but the last time we talked, you had some concerns about the bill. Do you still have those concerns now?
That's right, Greg. I had some concerns then, and I have some concerns now. My largest concern was the fact that the original proposal in the House had a cap on the amount of THC, the cannabinoid that gives a person the high, and they had a cap of 10%. In other words, each dose could have no more than a 10% concentration of THC. They lifted that to an unlimited amount of THC per dose, and that was something that I just thought was something that shouldn't be done. In fact, no other state out of the 17 states that do not allow smoking of marijuana permit that unlimited amount of THC per dose. So in the end, I just could not support the bill. I had several other concerns, but it passed the House in final consideration and concurrence, and now it'll move on to the governor for its signature.
The Lancaster County House GOP delegation voted this week to restore Governor Wolf's education cuts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the governor had vetoed the fiscal code, which would have driven out the increased education funding that was approved in the budget. And the governor, by vetoing that fiscal code, was considering sending out the money the way he wanted to. And between the increased funding for K through 12 education and the loss from the PlanCon or the construction money reimbursements that Lancaster County would have gotten, we would have had a loss of about $13.5 million here in Lancaster County. My two school districts would have lost about $2 million. Fortunately, on Wednesday, before I left, we had a vote for yet another fiscal code that had almost everything in it that the original fiscal code did, dropped a few things, and it passed again in the House and the Senate, but this time by a very, very large margin. In the House, the vote was 149 for the fiscal code and only 45 against. In the Senate, I believe it was 37 for and 10 against. And the reason I'm giving you those numbers is it's significant because those numbers, that vote count, would be enough for a veto override if the governor would decide that he wanted to veto this particular fiscal code. So I'm extremely hopeful that we'll finally get on a path to a fairer funding formula for Lancaster County.
And there are some up in Harrisburg that are talking about putting Pennsylvania on a two-year budget cycle instead of an annual cycle. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Greg, the senator from Lancaster County, Ryan Ahmet, I think introduced it in the Senate, the idea of a two-year budgeting process. And after what we've gone through this year, I'd have to say I'd go along with that 100%. I mean, we are on two-year terms in the House, and there's no reason why we can't get this thing wrapped up for 2 years just as well as 1 year. So I'd be very supportive of that.
Representative Menser, thank you for being with us on another Legislative Report.